Is there anybody in here with us? Jim, are you still here?
Sarah Argyle bends down to inspect a flickering flashlight on the concrete floor. It's the only light inside the darkened room.
Okay, and then we walk away. Okay, if there's anybody in this room with us, can you come and turn that flashlight on?
Argyle is the manager of Cache Valley Paranormal, and tonight the group is investigating an old office building in Logan, H&A Palmer and Sons.
We're not here to hurt you, harm you, or anything of that nature. We want to have evidence that you are actually here.
While the flashlight never does turn off, a single word appears on the ghost box, a device that picks up the white noise produced by radio signals. It's believed spirits can use that white noise to communicate.
Pat.
Pat.
P-A-T.
And then, nothing.
It's been kind of hit and miss all night. When we first got in here, we had a lot of K2 activity, especially in the back room. We had one group come in where we had a good flashlight session. As a matter of fact, our little light sensor, which is a motion detector, turned on like three times while the group was in there, and nobody was even by it. So, and then we've had a couple of groups come through where we haven't hardly had anything.
That was Todd Schwartz, a veteran ghost hunter with 7 years of experience. Ghost hunting is not a new phenomenon. It's been around since the 1600s. But with the recent popularity of television shows like Ghost Hunters or movies like Paranormal Activity, and you add that to the relative availability of ghost hunting equipment, well, it has encouraged believers to start their own hunting groups. That's how Cache Valley Paranormal started. And for the last year, the five-member group has investigated places and buildings in Cache Valley where they believe a paranormal presence might dwell.
A lot of the time we'll go off of rumors and people's personal experiences. And we'll get a lot of tips from people saying, hey, go check out this place because I heard from so-and-so. And rumors aren't always accurate, obviously, like the nunnery. We are trying to get in there. It's going to take a little bit of time. But that place has so many rumors. I'd like to get in there and see if there's actually anything there.
Ghost hunting isn't just a seasonal hobby or a passing fad. For the members of Cache Valley Paranormal, it's a part-time job. CVP founder Nick Riggs says the group spends just about every weekend exploring a new haunt or giving private tours at an abandoned property in Wellsville. And while ghost hunting is not accepted in academic circles, paranormal groups pride themselves for using scientific methods to prove the presence of spirits. The flashlight example is the most basic method of their investigation. Each member is armed with a K2 device, which measures electromagnetic energy, a ghost box, a walkie-talkie, and various audio and video recorders. Riggs says the equipment isn't cheap. He's spent the last 4 hours setting up the group's motion detectors and the group's 8 night vision cameras. They're all connected to a computer, and Riggs is watching the frames, looking for any sign of a spirit.
We've had some groups that are skeptics, total skeptics, and when you're a skeptic, you have to at least have an open mind. Otherwise, the spirits aren't even going to try to communicate with you. So if you have an open mind about what you're doing, and they're more willing to come out and contact you.
So why would they spend so much time trying to prove something that's never been proven before?
I've always been interested.
Yeah, for me it's personal experiences.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of personal experiences. I know who my guardian angel is, that sort of thing, and just got me into it, and I got more and more enthusiastic about it, and so I just started doing it.
I've actually, in one night, was touched 4 times. In one room, I was touched 3 different times, twice on the back and once on the arm. I actually thought that I had brushed up against the lady that was standing next to me, but she was a good 6 inches from me. And then we moved into the living room, and something tugged on the back of my shirt, and I looked, and there was, like, nothing near me. It's crazy.
The best results of paranormal activity, however, have been found at the Whittier Community Center. They've caught apparitions on camera and even had a conversation with the old principal, Edith Bowen.
Todd and I were the only ones in the building at the time, and we had just finished setting up the equipment, and he had already started rolling his audio recorder, and he caught an EVP of a woman's voice saying, "Are you ready yet?" So yeah. I thought that was pretty crazy. Okay, thank you for turning the light off.
Oh. It's close to 11. And the hunt of the Palmer building is in its final hour. Although CVP will leave tonight with no concrete spiritual evidence, the hunts are not about personal validation.
You hear someone telling a ghost story and you're like, psh, whatever. that didn't happen. It's just kind of like a taboo topic.
A lot of people know. They're just scared to tell people what
right.
they think of them.
We want them to have a better, a bigger open dialogue about it so that they feel comfortable, especially if they're actually having a problem. This way, at least, it's like a safe place, you know?
How are we on time?
We have a big group downstairs.
All right, we'll head up.
For UTOP Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.